More than 100 detainees at an immigration lockup in Tacoma are entering their fifth day without food. When the hunger strike began on Friday, there were about 750 people refusing to eat. 5 days in, immigration and customs enforcement officials have stepped up medical observations of the protesters, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Immigration officials say they're working to confirm which detainees at the Northwest Detention Center have not eaten for a full 72 hours. Once verified, those people could be moved to a separate area for further medical evaluation. Immigration attorney Sandy Restrepo represents some detainees on hunger strike. Her clients tell her about 25 strike leaders have already been isolated from the group.
And essentially were told not to move. They all needed to be laying down. They weren't allowed to even speak to each other.
The detainees also tell Restrepo the guards threatened them with medical evaluations, suggesting they could be force-fed by a tube. The Tacoma facility currently holds nearly 1,300 immigrants who face possible deportation. It's one of the largest detention centers in the country. Tensions appear to be heating up there, even while the number of people refusing food continues to drop. ICE temporarily locked down part of the facility Sunday as a precaution. Restrepo's clients also tell her the guards are now wearing what appears to be riot gear.
They were in all black, which is not customary for them to be dressed in all black and armed. And it was a change for the detainees to see the guards in such gear, and for them it was very threatening.
Immigration officials did not immediately respond to questions about security changes. The protesters say they're calling for better food, treatment, and pay for jobs at the Northwest Detention Center. They're also joining in a national immigrant rights campaign taking aim at record-level deportations across the country. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.